That was singer-songwriter and guitarist Melina Moy, who will be kicking off the upcoming season at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Good morning. This is Morning Edition from WILL. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Krannert Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana-Champaign has announced its season, and it starts this fall. I'm speaking with the director of Krannert Center, Mike Ross. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
Mike, this season has performances from national and international acts, university student performances, ballets, plays, and the list goes on. Is there a particular act that you are most excited about?
That's that question, Kimberly, that I always feel is similar to what a parent might get when they're asked to share, which is your favorite child?
I agree. I couldn't pick myself, but I thought maybe, just maybe, there was something.
Well, I will share this. I'm excited about the entire season as a season, as a composition of sorts. And as with any season, I think one of the special aspects of it is the launch of the season. And I am so pleased to be offering the lineup of our 10th Biennial Guitar Festival, Elnora, this September, to kick off the entire season with. So that I am anticipating to be and very much looking forward to being a very beautiful way to start this new season.
Mike, there are some big names coming to Krannert. Emmylou Harris on September 9th, Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin on October 14th, and I see that on April 6th, the cellist Yo-Yo Ma will be performing.
Yes, it's a very special pleasure to be presenting Yo-Yo Ma, the brilliant and just sort of beyond. He's so much more than just an extraordinary musician. He's not just one of the finest cellists who's ever performed. He's also become such an important cultural ambassador, such a great advocate for culture everywhere on the planet and for the mutual respect of cultures in this very, very, very troubled world that we live in. Having artists who are very much driven and motivated to speak up on a larger platform with regard to the embrace and celebration of the extraordinary diversity that exists on our planet, including artistic diversity. And so he and his longtime collaborator, Kathy Stott, the pianist, fabulous pianist, will be performing at Krannert Center as part of a very, very, very limited national tour.
Mike, on top of these big names and touring shows, Krannert also includes U of I student performances. How will they be involved in Duke Ellington's The River Suite and Sacred Suites?
Yes, this is one of the most inspiring features in our performing arts community here, not just at the university, but in our region. The Performing Arts at Illinois family, in this particular case, I'm speaking to the School of Music, and within the School of Music, the Lyric Theater program, plus the departments of dance and theater, comprise such a beautiful mix of faculty and students, performance-wise, directing-wise, technology, production-wise. And a very, very extraordinary colleague in our mix here at Illinois is Barrington Coleman, a very gifted professor in the School of Music. He's the director of the Men's Glee. He is an extraordinary vocalist and keyboardist. He's an extraordinary jazz musician, classical and otherwise. And he has envisioned sort of a monumental celebration of Duke Ellington's work, and it will bring together members of all of those academic units in what I anticipate to be a very powerfully moving, beautiful, uplifting, and deeply meaningful experience for everybody.
Jonathan Larson's Rent is listed as part of Illinois Theater, but it's at Krannert Center at the Virginia, October 26th to 28th. What will that entail?
This is one of the most unexpected and wonderful outcomes of the pandemic. The Colwell Playhouse Theater has been taken offline to undergo a very important and long overdue physical accessibility upgrade that makes it impossible to present work and develop work in the Playhouse. The idea of approaching the Virginia Theater as a potential partner to accommodate some of the student performances of the dance department, the theater department, and the Lyric Theater program, Steve Benson and the team there at the Virginia was totally game to explore this possibility. The result of that is the opportunity that our students have to perform in this beautiful classic venue in downtown Champaign, the Virginia, as they are honing their performance skills, getting the benefit of performing for different audiences, and at the same time, giving the community a different kind of opportunity to get a glimpse into what's going on in the lives of these students, the training that they are receiving by this wonderful mix of faculty members and all the staff that support all of their production. It's a very beautiful initiative or project that has come out of this renovation project in our Playhouse Theater unexpectedly and just delightfully.
And finally, Mike, is there anything specific you want people to take away from this upcoming season?
My hope is that every year when we design this season of experiences is that there will be moments in that season that will attract someone's attention because it is something familiar to them, something that they have a particular interest in already. But our hope is also that people will look over the offerings and channel their inner explorer and take a look at something that may be very unfamiliar to them and just give it a try. I would also like for everyone to keep in mind that there is a lot that Granite Center does that is not represented in the lineup that people will see, by which I mean there is a lot that goes on outside of our main stages. Also the work, the tremendous work that Credit Center has done for many years with the local K through 12 community, performances for community youth, family performances, all kinds of engagement workshops. I would just ask everybody to imagine what some of that might be and look at our website. I just want to thank everybody that's made it possible for Credit Center to do what it does here in this community. It's a great privilege.
That's the director of Krannert Center, Mike Ross, about this upcoming season. I'm Kimberly Schofield, leaving you with Morris Day and The Time, who will be coming to Krannert on September 16th. For more information about performances and to see the entire schedule, visit illinoisnewsroom.org.